Our regular personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary, is back to answer your questions, listener question. Michelle writes the syndicated column The Color of Money for The Washington Post, and she spoke earlier with Day to Day's Noah Adams.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Questions from the audience, and the first one begins, I am the primary income earner for my husband and me. I may be losing my job in about a year and a half. My debt consists of a car payment with 3 years remaining, a 15-year mortgage on my home, around $2,000 on a store credit card, but there's no interest for another 2 years. What are some steps I can take to get set for this potential financial change of losing my job?
Well, she's got a lot going on, and she's right to be thinking about this now. Now, what I'm about to say is going to probably surprise a lot of people, but if you know that you're going to be facing a job loss, I'm pretty sure, I would actually tell her to slow down on paying those credit card debts off, because she needs to now be in reserve mode. She has got to save as much cash as she can to pay that mortgage and the essential expenses around her household. I'm not telling her don't make those credit card payments and certainly try to make more than the minimum, but right now she's got to reserve some cash. She has a home, so I may suggest that she get a home equity line of credit. She can get it while she has a job. You will not be able to get it once you lose your job, and that's just an emergency in case you don't find a job in enough time and you need to tap that equity a little bit until you do find a job. Also, she right now should be looking at all the different things that she'll be eligible for, unemployment insurance, all the kinds of severance benefits that her company might be offering, and start negotiating. For example, one of the things that she might start negotiating is that have them pay some of her health benefits when she does get or if she does get dislocated from her job.
And our next question is from David in San Diego. He says, I have $20,000 worth of student loans and credit card debt. Michelle, would you sell stocks, mutual funds, and 401ks to pay off that debt, accepting the penalties or losses from those transactions?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, listen, your 401k is for your retirement, and you don't want to accept any losses. $20,000 is a lot of credit card debt, I grant you, and I don't know how much this person makes, but I would tell them to cut expenses first to try to pay down that debt. You're going to get penalized if you pull that money out of that 401k. You're going to have to pay taxes, and you're going to have to pay ordinary income on that. There's sort of two separate things going on here, his investments and his debt. And right now, if it's manageable, I would advise him to cut expenses as much as he can and aggressively pay down that debt. If it's still not going anywhere, then I would probably attack the stocks first and maybe the mutual fund, but I would just leave that 401k alone as long as I could.
And our last question is from Susan in Long Beach, California, who writes, I currently make about $20,000 a year at a nonprofit, but my salary should go up to approximately $30,000 per year. I want to go to graduate school in the next 2 years. The problem is my 1986 Volvo is likely to bite the dust in the next couple of years. It seems to be mechanically sound, but has a lot of electrical and cosmetic problems. It could cost me up to $3,000 or $4,000 to fix them. She wants to know if she should buy another used car now or pay for repairs and keep on going with the current car, which probably means risking a major breakdown while she's in the middle of paying for school. What do you think?
I always tell people, look at the numbers. She says about $3,000 or $4,000 to get it back in pretty good working condition versus a used car. Let's say you're going to spend $10,000 for a used car. Which side is less? I'm telling folks, I hold on to my cars until I am on a first name basis with the tow truck drivers. Now, I'm not saying hold on to it if it's breaking down every day and it's putting you in jeopardy. But if you can plan to fix your car, you can save up and fix it and it still runs, that is just going to be better for her. That's going to leave her with more cash as a cushion as she goes back to school.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column The Color of Money. She's the author of the book 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
I'm Noah Adams.
This is Day to Day from NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.